When Oprah Winfrey revealed The Kybalion as one of her Soul series recommendations, many were surprised by this esoteric choice. Yet this slim volume, first published in 1908 under the mysterious pseudonym Three Initiates, has influenced everyone from mindfulness guru Deepak Chopra to business magnate Steve Jobs. What makes this concise guide to ancient Hermetic philosophy so compelling? Perhaps it's the book's promise to provide a master key unlocking the inner doors of spiritual understanding, a key that has apparently opened doors for seekers across centuries. The Kybalion distills teachings allegedly dating back to ancient Egypt, presenting seven fundamental principles that govern reality itself. In a world increasingly hungry for spiritual wisdom beyond traditional religious frameworks, this enigmatic text continues to find new audiences, with hashtag Hermeticism becoming a surprisingly popular hashtag on platforms like TikTok, where young spiritual seekers share their discoveries of this ancient yet timeless wisdom. Imagine standing in the shadow of the Great Pyramids over 3,000 years ago. Here in ancient Egypt, while most citizens worshipped familiar gods like Ra and Osiris, a select few gathered in secluded temples to study under masters who possessed extraordinary knowledge, knowledge that would eventually influence every major philosophical and religious tradition in the Western world. The Hermetic tradition represents one of history's most profound yet enigmatic philosophical lineages. From this ancient Egyptian wellspring flowed ideas that would shape Greek philosophy, early Christianity, medieval alchemy, Renaissance art, and even modern science. The tradition takes its name from Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great Hermes, a legendary figure said to have lived during Egypt's earliest dynasties, contemporary with Abraham and possibly his teacher. While historical records provide limited details about this mysterious sage, his influence proved so profound that Egyptians eventually deified him as Thoth, god of wisdom, writing, and magic, while Greeks later identified him as their messenger god, Hermes. For thousands of years, Egyptian priests revered him as the scribe of the gods, preserving his teachings through an unbroken lineage of initiates. What makes the Hermetic tradition unique is its careful preservation of esoteric knowledge. Unlike many spiritual systems that crystallized into rigid dogmas when teachers became priests, Hermetic adepts deliberately maintained flexibility in their teachings. They recognized that truth expressed through symbols and principles could adapt across cultures and eras while maintaining its essence. This wisdom survived even as empires rose and fell, though it often retreated underground during periods of religious persecution. The Hermetic philosophy represents a comprehensive worldview embracing both the material and spiritual realms. It teaches that the universe operates according to intelligible laws that humans can understand and apply. Rather than separating science from spirituality, Hermeticism sees them as complementary approaches to universal truth. The ancient Hermeticists were simultaneously scientists, philosophers, and mystics, studying astronomy and medicine alongside meditation and spiritual transformation. This holistic approach explains why Hermetic ideas resurfaced throughout history's most innovative periods. During the Renaissance, rediscovered Hermetic texts inspired figures like Leonardo da Vinci and Isaac Newton. In the early 20th century, as quantum physics revealed the universe's strange interconnectedness, Hermetic principles again found resonance with cutting-edge science. Today, as we struggle to reconcile technological advancement with spiritual meaning, these ancient teachings offer a framework that honors both rational inquiry and mystical experience. At the heart of Hermetic philosophy stand seven fundamental principles, universal laws that govern all reality. These aren't arbitrary rules or cultural conventions, but the very operating system of existence itself. Understanding these principles provides a framework for comprehending everything from physical phenomena to human psychology to spiritual development. The first principle, mentalism, establishes that the all is mind, the universe is mental. This doesn't mean physical reality is an illusion, but rather that consciousness forms the foundation of existence. Everything we experience, matter, energy, thought, exists within an infinite, universal mind. Modern quantum physics echoes this ancient insight when showing that observation affects experimental outcomes, and that, at fundamental levels, matter behaves more like information than solid substance. Consider how this principle manifests in your daily experience. When you decide to raise your arm, an invisible mental impulse precedes physical movement. Your thoughts shape your emotions, which influence your health and behavior. On larger scales, collective human thinking creates cultural realities that determine how societies function. Mentalism suggests that mastering your mental world is the first step toward mastering your external circumstances. The second principle, correspondence, teaches as above, so below, as below, so above. This elegant formulation reveals that patterns repeat across different scales and dimensions of reality. The spiral appears in galaxies and seashells. Mathematical proportions, like the golden ratio, manifest in both planetary orbits and flower petals. This principle enables us to understand the unknown by studying the known, to comprehend cosmic processes by examining accessible ones. This principle explains why ancient wisdom often uses metaphors and analogies. When Jesus talked through parables or Buddha through similes, they weren't merely simplifying complex ideas, but applying the principle of correspondence, using familiar patterns to illuminate universal truths. Modern scientists apply this same principle when using computer simulations to study climate systems, or when physicists use mathematical models to predict particle behavior. The third principle, vibration, states nothing rests, everything moves, everything vibrates. Modern physics confirms this ancient insight. What appears solid actually consists of atoms in constant motion, and those atoms contain particles vibrating at incredible speeds. Different manifestations of reality represent different vibrational frequencies along a continuous spectrum. This principle has profound practical applications. Your thoughts and emotions exist as vibrational states that can be consciously altered. When you feel stuck in a negative emotional pattern, you're experiencing a persistent vibrational frequency. By understanding that this state isn't fixed, but can be shifted through conscious effort, you gain power over your internal experience. Practices like meditation, music, and movement therapy work precisely because they alter your vibrational state. The fourth principle, polarity, reveals that everything is dual, everything has poles, everything has its pair of opposites. What appear as contradictions are actually extremes of the same phenomenon. Hot and cold represent different degrees of temperature. Love and hate are poles of emotional attachment. Courage and fear are expressions of the same energy directed differently. This principle dissolves many apparent paradoxes. When philosophers debate whether humans are fundamentally selfish or altruistic, Hermetists would recognize both qualities as poles on a spectrum of human motivation. When religious traditions seem to contradict each other, deeper examination often reveals they're emphasizing different poles of spiritual truth. Most importantly, this principle enables mental transmutation, the ability to transform one mental state into another by understanding their connected nature. The remaining Hermetic principles complete a comprehensive framework for understanding reality's operations. The fifth principle, rhythm, observes that everything flows out and in, everything has its tides, all things rise and fall. From ocean tides to economic cycles, from breathing patterns to historical epochs, rhythmic movement characterizes all existence. Consider how this principle manifests in your life. Your energy levels naturally fluctuate throughout the day. Your emotional states rise and fall. Relationships go through cycles of closeness and distance. Rather than fighting these natural rhythms, wisdom comes from recognizing their patterns and working with them. The hermetist doesn't resist life's natural ebbs, but learns to ride the wave, maintaining inner balance while external conditions fluctuate. This principle explains phenomena ranging from biorhythms to market cycles to the rise and fall of civilizations. Nothing in nature moves in a straight line forever. Everything eventually reverses course in the great cosmic pendulum swing. However, Hermetic masters teach that while we cannot stop rhythm's operation, we can learn to neutralize its effects through conscious polarization, essentially rising above the plane where the pendulum swings. The sixth principle, cause and effect, establishes that every cause has its effect. Every effect has its cause. Nothing happens by chance or accident. Every event results from prior causes, creating an unbroken chain of causation throughout existence. What we call chance merely indicates causes we haven't recognized. This principle destroys fatalism and victim mentality. While circumstances may result from previous causes, your response to those circumstances creates new causes that generate future effects. A single decision can alter the trajectory of your entire life by setting in motion new causal chains. Masters understand that by becoming conscious of causation's operation, they can position themselves as causes rather than effects, becoming chess players rather than pawns. Consider how this principle operates in personal development. Your current abilities result from previous practice. Your relationships reflect prior interactions. Your health conditions stem from lifestyle choices and genetic factors. By recognizing these causal connections, you gain power to create different future outcomes through present actions. Rather than blaming external circumstances, you learn to trace effects back to their causes, many of which lie in your own choices and thought patterns. The seventh principle, gender, reveals that gender is in everything. Everything has its masculine and feminine principles. This transcends biological sex to describe complementary energies operating throughout existence. The masculine principle directs, projects, and initiates. The feminine principle receives, develops, and brings to completion. Both principles exist within every person and process. This principle explains creative dynamics in all realms. In artistic creation, inspiration, feminine, receives the directed attention of technical execution, masculine. In business, vision, masculine, requires nurturing implementation, feminine. In relationships, leadership, masculine, complements supportive collaboration, feminine. These principles operate regardless of biological sex or gender identity. A woman entrepreneur employs masculine principle when directing her company's strategy, while a male nurse uses feminine principle when providing attentive care. Understanding gender as a universal principle resolves many conflicts between traditional and progressive perspectives. Rather than arguing whether gender differences are real or constructed, Hermeticism suggests both contain partial truth. Biological differences exist, but their expression varies widely across cultures and individuals. The wise person recognizes both principles within themselves and develops them in balanced proportion. The Hermetic principles aren't merely philosophical concepts, but practical tools for transformation. Mental transmutation, the art of changing mental states, represents their primary application. This practice forms the foundation of what ancient traditions called magic and what modern psychology might term consciousness transformation. Mental transmutation begins with understanding that mind precedes matter. Since the all is mind, the universe is mental, changing your mental state changes your experience of reality. This doesn't mean physical laws disappear through wishful thinking, but rather that consciousness shapes how we perceive, interpret, and respond to external conditions. By mastering your mental world, you gain tremendous power over your life experience. Consider how different mental states create different realities. When anxious, you notice potential threats everywhere. When confident, you see opportunities in the same circumstances. When depressed, time drags unbearably, When engaged in meaningful activity, hours fly by. These aren't merely subjective interpretations, but different experiential realities created by different mental states. Hermetic practice teaches specific techniques for transmuting mental states. The first involves applying the principle of vibration, consciously raising or lowering your mental vibration through focused attention. When caught in a negative emotional state, you can deliberately direct attention to higher thoughts, gradually shifting your vibrational frequency. This explains why practices like gratitude journaling or inspirational reading can transform mood. They change your mental vibration. The second technique employs polarity, transmuting negative states by focusing on their positive opposites. Rather than fighting unwanted emotions directly, you cultivate their polar opposites. To overcome fear, develop courage. To transform hatred, cultivate love. To counter depression, nurture joy. Since opposites are degrees of the same thing, strengthening one pole naturally weakens its opposite. This approach differs fundamentally from suppression or denial. You don't pretend negative emotions don't exist, but recognize them as lower vibrational states that can be transformed through conscious polarization. This explains why affirmations work when combined with genuine feeling. They shift your polarization toward desired states rather than merely covering unwanted ones. The third technique utilizes rhythm, recognizing emotional pendulum swings and neutralizing them through conscious awareness. When experiencing intense emotion, remember that an equally intense opposite reaction naturally follows. By maintaining mental equilibrium rather than identifying with emotional extremes, you rise above rhythm's automatic operation. This doesn't mean becoming emotionless, but developing emotional stability amid life's fluctuations. Advanced practitioners apply these techniques not only to themselves, but to their environment. Since all minds exist within the universal mind, your mental states affect others through resonance and entrainment. A person with mastered mental states can influence collective consciousness, explaining phenomena like charismatic leadership, crowd psychology, and spiritual healing. This represents true magic, not supernatural violation of natural law, but application of higher laws to transform reality from within. One of Hermeticism's most profound insights addresses the apparent contradiction between absolute and relative perspectives. From the absolute viewpoint of the all, the universe appears as a mental creation, something like a dream or meditation within the infinite mind. Yet from our finite perspective as beings within this creation, the universe must be treated as completely real and substantial, with concrete laws and consequences that demand our full attention and respect. This creates what Hermetists call the divine paradox. Both perspectives are simultaneously true, depending on the level from which reality is viewed. The physical world we inhabit is, from one perspective, as substantial as granite and as demanding as gravity, while from another view, it's as ephemeral as thought and as malleable as imagination. Attempting to resolve this paradox through logic alone leads to confusion because it requires holding seemingly contradictory truths in balance. The Hermetic approach embraces paradox as essential to understanding reality's multidimensional nature. Consider how this paradox manifests in everyday experience. When watching an engrossing movie, you simultaneously know it's just a film while emotionally responding as if events were real, crying at tragic scenes or feeling genuine fear during suspenseful moments. During dreams, experiences feel completely real until awakening reveals their dream nature. Similarly, spiritual traditions worldwide describe awakening experiences where ordinary reality suddenly appears dreamlike compared to a more fundamental level of existence. Mystics throughout history have reported moments of cosmic consciousness where the solid world seems to dissolve into pure awareness, only to reconstitute itself as apparently solid once again. This paradox explains why both materialist and idealist philosophies contain partial truth. Materialists correctly observe that physical reality operates according to consistent laws, requiring practical engagement. You can't ignore gravity just because you understand its ultimate nature is mental. Idealists correctly recognize that consciousness precedes and shapes material experience, as evidenced by how our perceptions, beliefs, and expectations fundamentally shape our experience of reality. Rather than choosing between these perspectives, Hermeticism integrates them through the principle of correspondence. Material reality corresponds to mental reality as different expressions of the same underlying truth. The practical implications are profound and far-reaching. We must live with full engagement in relative reality while maintaining awareness of absolute perspective. Like skilled actors who fully embody their roles while remembering their performing, we participate wholeheartedly in life while maintaining spiritual awareness. This balanced approach avoids both impractical mysticism that ignores physical needs and soulless materialism that denies spiritual dimensions. It allows us to navigate daily life with both practical wisdom and spiritual depth, understanding that our actions in the relative world have real consequences while remembering their ultimate context within the absolute. This understanding becomes particularly valuable in spiritual practice, where it helps practitioners avoid the twin pitfalls of either dismissing the material world as just an illusion or becoming so entrapped in materiality that they lose sight of deeper truth. The divine paradox teaches us to honor both dimensions of existence, maintaining practical effectiveness while cultivating spiritual awareness.
Perhaps Hermeticism's most profound teaching concerns our relationship with the All, the infinite, eternal mind that constitutes ultimate reality. The ancient maxim states, "While all is in the All, it is equally true that the All is in all." This seemingly paradoxical statement contains a profound truth about the nature of existence, one that has challenged and inspired seekers for millennia. The All exists within everything as its essential nature, just as an author exists within characters they create or an artist within their paintings. Each character in Shakespeare's plays exists within Shakespeare's mind, yet maintains distinct identity and actions. Hamlet's doubts, Macbeth's ambition, and Othello's jealousy all emerge from Shakespeare's consciousness while appearing as independent forces. Similarly, we exist within the universal mind while experiencing ourselves as separate individuals with unique perspectives and choices. This manifests in our daily experience. We feel ourselves to be distinct beings while simultaneously participating in a vast interconnected web of consciousness. This teaching resolves the ancient philosophical problem of the one and the many, how unity gives rise to multiplicity. Creation unfolds as the All projects attention outward in what Hermetists call divine attention or outpouring, establishing increasingly differentiated forms across descending planes of existence. This process mirrors how white light splits into multiple colors through a prism, each color maintaining its uniqueness while originating from the same source. Eventually, the return journey begins. Evolution or indrawing, where consciousness gradually reawakens to its divine source through successive stages of expanded awareness. This perspective fundamentally transforms how we understand spiritual development. Rather than acquiring something external, spiritual growth involves recognizing what already exists within, the divine spark or indwelling spirit constituting our essential nature. As we recognize this presence, we naturally evolve toward higher expressions of consciousness. All spiritual practices ultimately aim at this recognition, whether through meditation, prayer, service, or study. This explains why mystics across traditions describe similar experiences despite different methods. They're accessing the same underlying reality through various approaches. The question naturally arises, why would the All create a universe of seemingly separate beings? Ancient seekers who posed this question to Hermes received only silence, indicating some mysteries transcend human understanding.
Various traditions suggest purposes ranging from divine play, lila in Hindu philosophy, to love self-expression, Christian mysticism, to consciousness exploring its own potential, certain esoteric traditions. The Hermetic tradition teaches that this cosmic drama serves multiple purposes, providing vehicles for individual experience, enabling consciousness to know itself from infinite perspectives, and creating opportunities for love and wisdom to manifest in countless forms. Whatever the ultimate purpose, Hermeticism teaches that each soul participates in a grand journey from unconscious unity through individualized experience and back to conscious reunification with the All. This journey isn't linear, but spiral, with each turn bringing deeper understanding and greater awareness of our fundamental nature as expressions of infinite consciousness. The Hermetic teachings weren't intended merely for intellectual contemplation, but for practical application in daily life. The Kybalion concludes with several axioms that translate abstract principles into concrete practices for anyone seeking mastery over their circumstances. First, to change your mood or mental state, change your vibration. Rather than being victimized by emotional fluctuations, you can deliberately shift your vibrational frequency through focused attention. This explains why activities like exercise, music, nature immersion, and creative expression can transform your mental state. They alter your vibrational frequency. By consciously directing attention toward desired states rather than dwelling on unwanted ones, you gain tremendous power over your inner experience. Second, to destroy an undesirable mental state, focus on its opposite pole. This application of polarity represents a profound psychological insight. Rather than fighting unwanted thoughts directly, which often strengthens them through attention, cultivate their opposites. To overcome anxiety, develop calm confidence. To transform anger, cultivate compassion. To counter apathy, nurture passionate engagement. Like opening shutters to dispel darkness with light, polarizing toward positive states naturally diminish their negative counterparts. Third, rhythm can be neutralized through conscious polarization. While emotional pendulum swings occur naturally, you can minimize their impact by maintaining awareness of the principle's operation. When experiencing intense positive emotion, remember that a negative swing naturally follows and prepare accordingly. When suffering difficult circumstances, recognize that improvement inevitably comes. By maintaining mental equilibrium rather than identifying completely with temporary conditions, you achieve the balanced perspective that characterizes true wisdom. Fourth, while nothing escapes cause and effect, you can operate from higher causal planes. Most people live reactively, responding to environmental triggers and others' influences, like chess pieces moved by external forces. Through conscious development, you can rise to higher planes of causation, becoming a chess player rather than a pawn. This doesn't mean escaping universal law, but operating from higher expressions of it, creating new causes that generate desired effects. Finally, true hermetic transmutation is a mental art. Since the universe is fundamentally mental in nature, mastering your mental world represents the highest form of power. This explains why individuals with disciplined minds often achieve seemingly impossible results, not by violating natural law, but understanding and applying higher laws. The greatest human achievements, from artistic masterpieces to scientific breakthroughs to spiritual illuminations, result from minds aligned with universal principles. The enduring appeal of the Kybalion lies in its practical wisdom. Unlike systems requiring elaborate rituals or exclusive memberships, Hermetic principles can be applied by anyone willing to study and practice them. They provide a framework that integrates science and spirituality, intellect and intuition, individual development, and universal connection. In a world increasingly fragmented by competing ideologies and specialized knowledge domains, these ancient principles offer a unifying perspective as relevant today as when first taught in Egypt's mystery schools thousands of years ago.